Happy Canada Day! What does it mean to be Canadian? This is a question I think about all the time, and one that I always have a difficulty finding an answer to. With my limited knowledge on, you know, I find the complex history of Canada and my own personal perspective as being someone in our family that's the first born to be Canadian, my parents both being immigrants to Canada, asking what it means to be Canadian has so many threads to it that I feel like, especially the last couple of years, has been a large theme of me trying to examine and understand so that I can contribute in a way as someone that is proud to be Canadian, that's proud of my heritage and lineage, and that can see where, as a Canadian, and the history of Canada still needs reconciliation for First Nations people, and just where I, as one person, and perhaps through the platform that I create, can bring attention and voice to those spaces. So I really want to share again, if you haven't, if you've already heard it before, just about my family history and how my parents came to Canada. So my mom is from the Philippines and my dad is from the Czech Republic. They met actually in Toronto, probably, I think it was the year 1990. So my mom was actually going through a program of becoming a nun, and it was overhearing a conversation that my grandfather and grandmother were having that inspired my mom to leave the country so that she could find a way to create wealth so she could support her family back home. And so that journey led her to taking accounting classes and nursing classes, and she was in Hong Kong for a while, and then she found her way into Toronto, where she started doing some work taking care of seniors, and that's actually the job that she does now. In home support. And for my father, he was in the Czech Republic. I believe this was still like the 80s, because the Slovakia and the Czech Republic didn't actually separate into two different nations until 92, I think. And so at the time, it was still a communist country. And my dad was being drafted into the military and he didn't want to go. So he escaped the country without telling anyone. He left a note on the dining room table with his for his family to read, saying, "I've gone to Canada. I'll see you later," essentially. And it wasn't until I was 12, so I think it was about 15 to 20 years later, that it was the first time he had been back to the Czech Republic. So both of my parents went on this crazy adventure to, one, wanting to create wealth for so she could take care of her family, my dad wanting to escape being drafted in the military, and I believe like wanting to create his own mark in life. And so they immigrated to Canada and met in Toronto. Around the way I remember the story being told was it was a combination of a Filipino and Halloween party. So they were in Toronto. They met at this party, and my dad was dressed up as a witch, which in the Filipino culture is like super scary. My mom is terrified of witches, so when she saw this man dressed up as a bruja, as a witch, she was like, "Oh my gosh!" And so he had like this cloak on with a cane and the slinky eyes, and my mom was just so terrified, she said, of him, and he kept asking her to dance, and she would say no every time. He would ask one of her friends, and she keeps saying, and ask her again, she keeps saying no, till she finally danced with him. And then he took off his cloak and he removed the slinky eyes and threw off the cane. And that is how my parents met. And they got married within a year later, and then another year later had me in Vancouver. And I think about what Canada meant for my parents, what it means for them to have citizenship as a Canadian, and from my perspective, it was really the opportunity to be able to create a life that they could be proud of, could, as I said, for my mom, create wealth so that she could take care of her family, be able to have that wealth to be able to take care of the family she was creating. And for my father, I really saw like this opportunity to make a mark in his life. And so it's interesting. That was the legacy I was born into and how I've for a long time perceived the opportunity of living in Canada for me to be is I have this chance, being privileged to be born Canadian, being privileged to live in Canada, and being privileged to be in the middle class, to be able to contribute something worthwhile and to help as many people as possible. And through all of that, and through elementary school and high school and through university, trying to understand, too, the history of especially how Canada has come to be is very conflicting, is very heartbreaking, is very hard. So today has always been a very mixed feeling day for me because I try and take a moment to acknowledge the privilege that I have as a first generation Canadian, thanks to the hard work that my parents went through to come to Canada, and recognize that I am a settler here right now living in the Wet'suwet'en territories in Houston, BC, and to really create space and acknowledgement for the First Nation people of Canada, and to find ways through my own work of how I can be an ally and contribute to reconciliation. Especially, I imagine today is a very hard day for a lot of Indigenous people, and I want to be able to contribute to the conversation as positively as I can, and again recognize the amount of gratitude I have for my parents leaving their nation countries to have a better life. So I feel today is, for me, what it means to be Canadian is recognizing the people who have been on this land long, long before the British Empire came here, to recognize also to extend so much gratitude for having the privilege to live on this land and to be able to create the opportunities we have for education and wealth and all that opportunity, and to also recognize the my own personal heritage of how I was able to become Canadian because of the choices my parents made. So today I really wanted to express that gratitude and love and compassion for my parents and for the Indigenous people. And today I hope this video can bring a little bit of sunshine into your life and into the spaces that we work so hard to bring, as I said, understanding and compassion, so that as I recognize I am someone leveraging off of my privilege and status as a Canadian, as a working class woman, to be able to create an impact in this world. I hope that we all find gratitude for the history of why we are able to be here to do that, to see the spaces that we need to contribute to invoke change and healing, and to keep doing the work that we're doing to bring sunshine into the lives of so many people. I believe today is very special. I'm very, very, very grateful to be Canadian. I'm so happy that my parents made the choices that they did to be here, because if they hadn't, I wouldn't be here and getting this opportunity to contribute and share as much sunshine and love and value as I can. So thank you for watching. I really hope you're having a wonderful day celebrating Canada Day. I imagine so many of you at the lake, having a barbecue. My sister and I right now are making burgers, so when my mom comes home, we can all enjoy some burgers together. I know there's many people working today, like law enforcement, home support, nurses, including my mother, who's always a hardworking woman. And I just have so much happiness and love right now, and I hope you can feel that and it pours out to you. So thank you for watching. Enjoy this day. I love you lots. I'll talk to you tomorrow.